To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Was not also a good day to be without heat, but that kind of was the situation out in Fort Worth. There was a gas leak near downtown, forcing evacuations on this very cold day. Construction crews caused the leak, unfortunately, and that forced the fire department to evacuate about 100 homeowners and businesses in the area of South Main and, I think you pronounce it, Luda. But, you know, Fort Worth people, y'all let me know. Luda Street, Atmos crews actually capped the leak, and they've now been working on repairs. Craig Trojic with Fort Worth Fire Department says that the weather earlier today actually was, of course, not helping the situation.
We take all the precautions to make sure that we're going, like you said, monitoring the stuff that's underground and above ground as well. So if the lower in the ground with the tunnels and the sewer systems and stuff like that, you know, it's going to sit in those places a little bit longer than normal.
Yeah, well, you know, those businesses are going to still be closed this evening. And the homeowners, however, they were let back inside their homes.
The busiest travel season on record comes to an end.
Over 80 million people were predicted to travel this year, 90% of them by road. And those returning to North Texas are being greeted by what is known as meteorological winter, which begins December 1st. Cold and gloomy conditions are starting the week after a weekend cold front. Over 1.5 million more travelers were predicted to travel compared to last year. Austin, Houston, San Antonio, and the Hill Country joined Dallas-Fort Worth in the most popular places where Texans traveled. Near LBJ and Central Expressway, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a big win for the Tarrant County Republicans. Local Democrats have dismissed their lawsuit challenging the Republicans' redistricting of Tarrant County's four commissioners' court precincts.
Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare welcomes the dismissal of the redistricting lawsuit that he claims was baseless. He released a statement saying the commissioners' court's actions to redistrict was constitutional from the outset and remains so. The Democrats had argued the new map was racially discriminatory. Rice University's Mark Jones testified in the case filed in state court.
The Fifth Circuit signaled to Texas Democrats that they did not believe that they had a strong case and that it was very unlikely to be successful moving forward.
Tarrant County Judge and Commissioners Precincts 2 and 4 are up for re-election in 2026. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the Mavs ownership group wanting casino gambling in Texas. Now a member of the Sands Corporation is now talking publicly about it.
The Las Vegas Sands have made no bones about it. They would like to have casino gambling here in Texas. NBC5 spoke to the company's Senior Vice President, Andy Abood. He says they want the issue to go to voters. And their research shows most Texans want gambling.
If it's done the right way. They do not want gambling on every corner. They do not want it widespread. They want it done in a limited way with a process that incentivizes the best and the brightest and the most bold dynamic operators.
Abood says the idea is there would be a limit of perhaps 10 casinos. Sands Corporation has already spent millions lobbying lawmakers, and they're hoping to make inroads in next year's elections. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, the Cowboys will play again before you know it, and the next stop is Detroit. Gavin Dawson of 105.3 The Fan says the Lions are having problems with their offensive line.
Their interior offensive linemen have been really bad,
awful.
Like backup quality. And it puts Goff under so much pressure, they can't really run their offense. You know, Jared Goff, to me, is maybe the leader in splits from no pressure to pressure. You put this man under pressure, he's going to look bad. And you protect him, and he is going to look like an all-pro.
Well, despite this, the Cowboys are 3 points under the 3-point underdogs in Detroit. Game is now Thursday night and can be heard on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan.
Cyber Monday. That is today, supposedly, the biggest online shopping day of the year. Although, I mean, these days, that could be any day.
Yeah.
And to bring in CNET and CBS tech expert Ian Schur right now to talk about that with us, some of the things to look for and to look out for. 14 billion, I think, is the estimate as to how much is going to be spent today. But on what? What are the biggest sellers expected to be?
Yeah, I mean, tech is obviously one of the most popular products that people buy, along with clothing, of course. Stuff you might want to avoid in case you're trying to figure out what do I not want to buy. Typically, stuff like furniture, mattresses, major appliances like dishwashers, oftentimes those deals are not that great. But when you're looking for stuff for family, you can do really well with stuff like, you know, one of the biggest complaints anyone has about their phone is the battery life. So battery packs are really popular as sale items to get you in the door, and they tend to be pretty good deals. Another thing also that I've been seeing a lot of people kind of enjoying in the tech world recently is I've seen a lot of Polaroid-like cameras popping up at parties. So, you know, I'll go to a wedding party or whatever, and they'll have a Polaroid station, and it's just like the old ones from, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. They still sell them, but now they're more as kind of a party gift. And I've really enjoyed kind of seeing people play with them. So those have been two of the ones that are probably most popular. The other thing also is that most of the devices we have now are pretty standardized. So you can get really pretty good at, you know, if you're ever looking for stuff like either headphones or a cable or whatever, you almost always never have to worry about who made that cable anymore. It doesn't need to be an Apple cable or a Samsung cable. Most of them all work interchangeably, which makes it really easy for people who are travelers or people who lose stuff all the time.
Yeah, we were just talking about this off air. What are the items that you probably could shop for best that you probably couldn't get a good deal for at the stores that you could on Cyber Monday?
Yeah, typically it can be pretty tough to identify some of those things, and it changes throughout the years. But I find that specifically kitchenware stuff, like so air fryers and toasters, so oftentimes you'll find one or two really good deals there. And the same thing with the tech world. There tends to be one or two really good deals. But the truth is that Cyber Monday and Black Friday have become kind of part of this shopping period that happens where there's a deal time, right? It's not just that one day. It's like a week. And the same thing happens now during the summers. It started back during the recession 20 years ago. Summer in July, where now we've got Prime Day and whatnot, all of them are doing these kind of summer sales that generally the price is about the same, right? It's only during that 1 or 2 weeks.
What about scams out there? And you know they're out there. I mean, and are there any to be concerned about this year? Any new ones? And how can you protect yourself?
Yeah, perhaps my headphones are the start. So one of the things that we heard from people inside Facebook recently was that a large number of scams actually make up the ads on Facebook. And it's like an uncomfortably high number. So what I tend to tell people is that buying products off of social media, even though it seems like a good idea, you can get ideas from there all the time, right? But yeah, it's really good to go to actual retailers that you know and trust to buy things. The other thing also, always trust your gut. No retailer is going to ask you to buy something with a gift card. Most retailers make money if you buy a gift card and then never spend it. So if anyone's ever asking you for a gift card, do not trust them, ever.
All right. That's really good advice. And that first thing you mentioned, don't buy anything off social
Facebook.
Media.
Absolutely. I've
do
gotten
not.
Burned there before, so I
do
can
not
attest.
I have too. Ian, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Great stuff, as always. CNET, CBS tech expert Ian Schur. So on the final weekend of the regular season, six of the top 25 teams in college football lost, but five of those losses were to teams that were also in the top 25. And that includes A&M losing to Texas.
Yeah, I like that one.
There's only one team in the top 25 that lost to an unranked team, and that, sadly, was SMU.
And they had a huge lead in that game. Did you see that? To Cal just came storming back in
the end. And then SMU came back, and then, they lost to Cal out on
the
West
Coast.
They had
a shot at the ACC championship.
That's right. If they'd won, they would have been playing in the ACC championship game, and then, who knows, maybe squeak into the playoffs. By losing, though, they are done. ACC championship, the games are set. It's going to be Duke against Duke.
Yeah.
That's just not
basketball.
Not basketball.
Yeah, this is the football
Duke
team.
Duke against Virginia in the ACC. Big Ten, Indiana and Ohio State, number one against number two.
Boy, who would have thought Indiana? And they look great.
SEC, Georgia and Alabama. Not going to be A&M. Sorry. Big 12, BYU, and Tech. That'll be at AT&T Stadium, too.
I want to go to that game.
11-1, both of them.
If anybody has any tickets, I'd like to go.
BYU's only loss was to Tech. So
that's
they'll
right.
be going at it. And, you want to throw
Jerry
out your email
World.
Address?
That's
is
right.
That okay?
Yeah. Come on.
If you got tickets for
find
Austin,
on,
please
find
let
me
us
on,
know.
Twitter, X, whatever.
And shoot how about the message. American Athletic Conference? The American Conference, UNT did it.
Yeah,
they beat up
in.
On Temple. They are in. They play Tulane Friday in the championship in New Orleans. And if they win that,
who knows? We got
hey,
a
man.
Shot.
Stranger things have happened.
Absolutely.
The bowls start December 13th with the Cricket Celebration Bowl.
I've never heard of that bowl in my
Atlanta,
life.
Atlanta and the Bucked Up L.A. Bowl at
be
SoFi
careful with
Stadium
that one.
In L.A.
I don't want to get bucked up around here.
Question in all of this, will Texas make it at 9-3? After the win against A&M, Longhorns coach Steve Sarkisian says he thinks they should be there. Well, of course he does.
That team's undefeated, number three in the country. A lot of the pundits out there think they're the number one team in the country. We just beat them by 10.
What kind of statement do you think that made to the committee?
Well, I think this. If you really look at the body of work and you look at the Southeastern Conference and what we have to go through every week, you look at the non-conference schedule we play to go to Ohio State in week one and lose by 7, when we outgain them by nearly 200 yards, we got a really good football team, and it would be a disservice to our sport if this team's not a playoff team when we went and scheduled that non-conference game. Because if we're a 10-2 team, it's not a question. But we were willing to go play that game. So is that what college football is about? Don't play anybody and just have a good record? Or play the best and put the best teams in the playoff? And
you tell them.
No. He wants the Longhorns to get a pat on the back because they scheduled Ohio State. Which, should all non-conference games be cupcakes? You got to schedule at least one tough team.
Yeah, I think the Longhorns do have a decent resume. I'll tell you who should not be in, if at all. Notre Dame. Why in the hell does Notre Dame
Because they're Notre Dame.
That's it. And that's ridiculous. Texas belongs before Notre Dame. They play nobody. They beat USC as their big win. The two major teams that they played, A&M and Miami, they got their butts whipped. And they're going to put them in because they're a fighting Irish.
They will.
Ridiculous.
They beat up on Stanford over the weekend. So they'll probably make it. The Longhorns, I don't know, 9-3.
I don't think they get in,
You can make
though.
A case, they beat three top 10 teams this year, but
that Florida loss looks pretty
Florida
bad.
That Florida loss is bad, and they struggled against Mississippi State. They had to go to overtime against Kentucky. So
they're playing better now, mostly because Arch is playing better. But
we'll find out. I think it's Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Yeah, after all the conference games are over. Championships, I mean.
And then we'll get to the Cowboys. Run out of time here, but we'll get to the Cowboys coming up.
Boy, this is a great Thanksgiving at the York household, man. All these games turned out the way we wanted.
That Cowboys-Chiefs game, that was awesome.
You know who picked him? You're looking at him.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.